Wait one second before you go. Yes, I'm going to cover what you're going to do today. We talked about the four quadrants of living yesterday, right? What are the four quadrants of living? Okay, I'm gonna go over the four quadrants of living and take notes, and then you've got. Now my screen is blurry. Why is my screen blurry? I do not know. Yes. Why is my screen blurry? Is my screen blurry up there?
He's John Hancock, please sign the blow. Oh, that's
got my pen. We'll see if this is going to show up blurry on the screen or not. Okay, computer. It says no signal. Okay, I've got something else going wrong in my room today. Okay, here's the four quadrants of living. Now, what's the symbolism of having things that are made of glass? What does that mean? Well, they're very important. Like what kinds of things? When I talked about the juggling, you're juggling things in your life. There's certain things, if you drop them, they will break. What are those things?
Mental, physical health.
Your relationships, particularly with your family. Your physical health is a big one. There are things a lot of times that are not super urgent that we kind of put off. Now, quadrant number one is called the heart attack quadrant. Too many of us spend way too much time in quadrant one. We've got things that are very important and very urgent. This is where we get stress. Comes from quadrant one. Okay? Because when we have too much in there, it's too much for us to handle. It's where people get heart attacks. That's where we, it ages you. If you look at people that live continually under stress, they age faster than people who are not. So, if you want to look younger longer, you're going to learn to take control of the things in your life. Okay? This is when your parents come down on you and say your grades have got to get better right now. And you have spent the last 3 years not studying in math, and you have to get caught up. That is very hard to do. Once you start having a pattern of making C's in math, it's very hard to pull up to an A because you don't have the background that you need to have to do well in there. Okay? In fact, most people's math in ninth grade, it'll go up like this, and it goes down over time. Why do you think people's math grades go down over time? Huh? Because things that you missed come back to haunt you in math. It's a cumulative type subject. So you really want to pay attention at the beginning so that you don't end up having trouble when you get an AP calculus. Because if you make a B now in math and you're in the honors side, when you get to AP calculus, you're going to struggle. You're going to have a hard time because you need to know all of that stuff in math. So quadrant one is the heart attack quadrant. It's things like the test next period. The test next period that you have. What other kind of things are urgent and important? Mom's birthday that you didn't buy a present for. Christmas that you didn't get your stuff for, and it's Christmas Eve and you're in there trying to find your little girl's favorite toy and you didn't go buy it in time. All that kind of stuff causes a lot of stress. I know people that have done that. They put it off to the last minute and they can't find the toy, so they have even more stress because their little daughter's crying because she didn't get the toy she wanted because they didn't take care of their business. So the list might now, making a list right now, gentlemen and ladies, might only affect you, but it will get to where it affects everyone in your family. This is the heart attack quadrant. Now, things that are not important but urgent would be things like a term paper due in 2 months. Okay? Or a test Thursday. Y'all have a test Thursday in some class, I think. Or what other things would be things that are not important but that are urgent? I'm sorry, I have this wrong. Urgent, not urgent. I got the quadrants backed up. Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Yeah, importance is on the side. Hold on. I got them reversed. Thank y'all. Okay, so it would be things like test Thursday. What other things would be not urgent but important? Your relationships, time with granddaddy, grandpa, or mom and daddy. Okay, even your cat, your dog. Does anybody have a dog that's getting old? Anybody have an old dog that they love? Or an older cat that they love? You know, they're not going to live forever. So these types of things are not urgent, but they're important. Your own physical health. Right? That may be not urgent, but it's very important. It suddenly becomes important. For example, you say, oh, I'm going to slow down when I have children. I'm not going to drive so fast when I have children. I'm not, right? So you keep saying that, and it's not urgent but important, but then you go and you have a wreck and you damage yourself. Suddenly, it's become very urgent and very important that you slow down, but you've already had the wreck, so it's too late, right? That's one of those examples of something that's made of glass in your life. Okay, so you have, this is the quadrant. This quadrant right here feeds quadrant number one. This is quadrant number two. Okay, it feeds quadrant number one. If you don't take care of things over here, it moves over here and it causes what? Stress. Okay, from over here to over here. Okay, now we've got these other things in quadrant three that are urgent but not important. And what are some examples of those? Things that are urgent but not important. IM, text messaging, MySpace. Okay, and y'all remember, if it's about a relationship, it might be over here, not urgent but important, okay? It might be over there, but you've got to keep it in perspective. You have a choice. You don't have to sign into IM. You don't have to have your cell phone on. You can turn it off and get those text messages when you turn your phone on again. Then you can say, I had my phone off. I needed to study for a test. Or I signed out of IM even though I was on the computer because I had to do some work, right? You're taking back your life. So quadrant three is a place where you can recover your time, okay? And then you've got the total time wasters. Okay, this is like goofing off, channel surfing, kind of stuff. Okay, and you do need a little bit of goof off time. If you don't goof off a little bit, you know, you got to relax, especially type A people who tend to not relax. I read a quote last night. It says that procrastinators are ruined by the fact that they don't use their time. And overachievers are ruined by the fact that they use too much of their time, and you have to find a balance between the two. So here's the way that you free up more time to do what you want to do. First of all, to reduce stress, you got to learn to, first of all, hit the things that are urgent and important, okay? Hit these things. But what you want to start doing is focusing on this stuff. Not urgent but important. Lifting weights. You're going to be football in the fall. That is not urgent, but it's very important. You need to do it now. Shooting hoops, that kind of stuff. Shooting hoops may be a little more urgent because we're right in the middle of basketball season. So it's urgent. I got to get my free throw percentage up now. I screwed up in the last ball game. That's stressful, right? Yes. I have just that right there. If that's not good enough, you're welcome to go to the ladies' room. Okay, so what you do is you've got two steps. First of all, handle the stuff in here in the heart attack quadrant, right? Secondly, focus on the stuff that's not urgent but important. But you say, well, I only have 24 hours in a day and I don't have any time now. Well, here's the trick. Where do you take your time from to focus up here? This is the quadrant of effective living, quadrant 2. How do I free up time for the stuff that is important to me? How? Where do you take it from up here? Of course, you should just get rid of anything that totally wastes your time. You should get rid of. Now remember, y'all, I said goofing off, and some of that, it's important to build in some time to relax. I'm not saying don't build in some time to relax, but there's a difference between goofing off and saying I'm going to relax for an hour or even a day. We all need a day to relax. I'm going to relax this day, and goofing off for 2 weeks straight, right? Now, I'm going to goof off every single day, or goofing off when you have homework due. Okay? So you take it from here and you feed it into there. That's what you have to do. You have to take it out of quadrant 3 and put it into quadrant 2. Okay? And that's the secret to being able to live a better life. Now, what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to learn how to decide what's important to us, and it's different for each of us. It's something called our values. What's important to me? Okay? And it's different what's important to me than what's important to you than what's important to somebody else. Okay? So does this kind of make sense? When I ask you to explain the four quadrants of living, do you think you can do it to me or not? Yes? No? Yes? Maybe? Somebody explain back to me. Four quadrants of living. What's quadrant number one? The heart attack quadrant. That's where your stress comes from. Do we know people that live in this one? Right. Now, there are some people who live in denial. And they're always failing all their classes, and they've just decided not to care. Right? No, go care. You know, if you're doing your very best, you have to learn to be happy with that. And not everybody's an A student. And if your best is a B student, or if your best is a C, then that's fine. I think you can live with that, if that's your best. But to live in denial is to deny yourself what you can be. It's really sad to see people who could have been more. You know, when we talk about students who left here and we say, oh, that's a shame, they could have been so much. But it's great to see the students that went and accomplished so much. I am so glad they did so much with their life and they did so well. That doesn't mean they went and made money. It just means that they had good relationships, they had good balance, and they were successful. Okay, so we got the heart attack quadrant number one. What's quadrant number two? It's the quadrant of... Right. This is building in your routine. This is where your excellence lies. Now, you have to set small goals for yourself. Right now, I'm trying to get back on track with losing my weight, getting back on track with the things I think are important based on my values. And so I have 5 things every day that I have on my planner that I check off. I'm trying to get back on track. We all have to refocus sometimes. You shouldn't be doing that. And I have it on each day, and I have pray, read my Bible, exercise, something called planning and solitude, and you'll learn what that is, and something called fly lady, which is a strategy for having a clean house, okay? So those are my things, and I mark them off every day when I accomplish them, okay? That's what I've set for myself. Now, I still have a big old list of stuff that I have to do, and I have even more than that in another list. So I still have a lot I have to do, but I'm trying to focus. This is my quadrant two. This is the stuff that I let slide when I shouldn't. Read my Bible and pray, and that gives me peace. That makes me able to handle the stress of my day when things come up. I have a better day when I get up in the morning and I read my Bible and pray. I literally have a better day. And so I want to try to live my days and do better. Exercise is important to me. And so I got an extra bike that has a cool TV on it for Christmas. And so I'm getting up every morning at 5:30, which is tough. 5:30, and I'm reading my Bible, and I'm praying, and I'm back on my bike. And the times in my life when I have been my best and been my happiest, I did that. As tough as it was, I did that. So that's on my list, and this is my quadrant two stuff. This is the stuff that's important. So tomorrow, after you decide what's important, and you say, okay, it's important to me to be physically fit. it's important to me to be attractive. It's important to me to do whatever. And then you're going to start deciding what you need to do every day or every other day. Okay? But it's a routine because that becomes who you are. Okay? So this is the quadrants of living. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to find an example of a person. And this may be somebody you read about in a magazine, or it could be somebody you've read about in a book, or somebody you've heard of. To share with the class tomorrow, and I want to know about them and what they accomplished and how something they did reminds you of what you've learned thus far. Okay, so it could be a success story or something that you've heard of. Can everybody think of a person that, you know, in modern day that they've heard about that has accomplished something neat? It could be another teenager, it could be whoever, and how they accomplished it, or that you'd like to know more about. Yes, no, are you drawing a blank? Well, somebody think of a person that you can think of right away. There's the guy that's the wrestler. What's his name? Is it Kyle Maynard, the wrestler for Georgia that has no arms and no legs? Is that his name? I think so. Okay, so he might be an example for somebody. He had no arms and no legs, but his goal was to be a good wrestler, so this is what he did. And you can look up on the internet and see a little bit about him. Okay. There's the girl surfer that lost her arm to a shark and she's won some, okay, there's her. There's people that have overcome that y'all can think of. Y'all know probably a lot more than I do because you read the magazines. Can anybody think of any others that you've heard of?
John.
Who? John Foppy. I don't know if they haven't seen that video yet, but they will be. Anybody else that you can think of? What kind of, how could you find some people like this? It may be somebody from older times. It may be Abraham Lincoln, y'all. He overcame a lot. Thomas Edison overcame a lot. No, I haven't. Have you? He would be a great person to write about. Great person to write about. And how he accomplished what he accomplished. He would be a great person. Who's much, y'all?
Thomas Edison had 2,000 ways, found 2,000 ways not to make
a light bulb. Yes. And if he'd listened to people, he would have stopped, but he didn't, because he knew inside himself that he could do it.
Someone asked him after he finally made it, we heard that you tried 2,000 ways and failed how to make a light bulb. He said the opposite.
Yeah. He said, I succeeded in finding 2,000 ways not to make a light bulb so that the last time I could make a light bulb. Yeah. That's a great quote. I love that. Okay. You can think of other movies as well. Yes. No. It could be somebody you know. And what they've done to accomplish it. Yes. Cool. She would be awesome. I saw that on TV. Yes, she would be awesome. Anybody else have any thoughts?
Did you get Sports Illustrated in the last one, or 2 months ago, he illustrated the guy that played football that didn't have any legs and he played on his hands. And
yeah.
The refs kicked him off the field because he wasn't wearing appropriate uniform.
Cleats.
He didn't have any cleats, so he couldn't play. He kept on going. He's playing. He's like on the NFL, on the sidelines.
Uh-huh.
He plays for something.
Neat. Neat. Okay. I don't know what his name is though, but you could probably say the NFL player with no legs and find him on Google.
That guy you were talking about that wrestled.
Uh-huh.
He played football, I think.
Oh really?
Played high school football. He's a nose guard.
Howdy. Neat. Okay, so can everybody think of somebody? And I'm going to give you time today, and I'm probably going to give you some time as well tomorrow so that you'll have enough time. We spent more time talking about the quadrants than I had planned. It's been about 18 minutes. So you have, then I want you to pull it into PowerPoint. Y'all remember a little bit about PowerPoint? We're going to do more with it, but just a picture of them and a couple of bullets. All I expect is two slides. That's it. Okay, save it on your memory key, and then you're going to come up and talk about it. If we get done tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow at the end of class, but probably Friday, and you'll also have a blog posting due by Friday about what you've learned about this person. Okay, are there any questions? So you're going to take what we've learned on the first page of your notes and what we've talked about, and you're going to find an example of a person, okay, that reminds you of something we've talked about. Setting goals, time management, overcoming things, achieving. Okay. a picture and then two or three bullets. Okay. Are there any questions? If it's a family member and you don't have time to get a picture, then just do a little piece of clip art that would, like, if it's your mother, get a little clip art with mother or whatever. Okay. They got killed. Yeah. What happened? Did they figure out? Yeah, I did hear about that. But I you have to wonder, though, if there's a little bit of correlation between the way that football players are choosing to live their lives and the way that adults are allowing them to get away with it. I don't know, because I don't know what happened to him. But, you know, the sad thing is there's such a double standard. As long as you're an athlete and you're performing well, Dustin, people let you get away with stuff. But the second you break your leg, then they treat you differently, right? Mm-hmm. That's wrong, right? And I hope that athletes see that and understand that it can go just like that. It can change.
We only do one
more. One. If you're dying to do two, then, you know, I might consider giving you a bonus, but one. This is Computer Fundamentals, January 9th, 2007. Copyright 2007, Westwood Schools and Victoria A. Davis. All rights reserved.